निधये सर्वविद्यानां विषजे भवरोगिणां गुरवे सर्वलोकानां श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ चित्रं वटतरोर्मूले वृत्ता शिष्या गुरोर्युवा गुरोस्तु मौनव्याख्यानं शिष्यास्तु छिन्नसंशयाः। पुरुषं चैव विद्यानादि उभावपि विकारांश्च गुणांश्चैव विद्धि प्रकृति संभवान्। हौ क्षेत्र which is apara prakriti and kshetragya who is purushah, not separate from purushah, are two causes for everything, sarvamidi. Jagat karanam, then Bhagavan gives answers here, picking up the thread from the seventh chapter, where we said there are two type of prakriti. One is called para, other is called na para, is apara. There are two my prakritis are there. With the help of these two prakriti, etad yoni iti. These are the cause for the whole world. That was said there. Now, some homework we can do before getting into the verse. The word prakriti has so many paryayas. Paryaya means synonyms are there. Maya, prakriti, avyakta, ityadi means the same. The word maya was used in 7th chapter for prakriti. Mama maya duratyaya. Mame vaye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. All that has gone by. The word maya is not the creation of Vedantin. It is from Upanishad. Maya is Trigunatmika. Trigunatmika means Atmika, one whose constituents are three. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And this Maya, Prakrutihi, is always Parinamini. Parinamini is undergoing definite changes. There is a law that how the Maya undergoes changes. Nitya Parinamini Maya. It has got three gunas, none of them is better than other, they are gunas only. The sattva undergoes to become rajas. Rajas can allow, again can become sattva. Or rajas can turn into tamasa. Tamasa can become rajas. But tamas cannot become directly sattva. When all these gunas are not undergoing change for some time, potential state, that state is called samyavastha. When they are all in three equal measure, they are called samyavastha. Now, purushaha, kshetragyaha is Brahman. It was understood. And this Purushaha does not undergo any change whatsoever. It is Nitya Kutasthaha. Nitya, always, Aparinamini, Aparinami, Kutasthaha. Now, this is the nature of Purushaha. Purushaha is one. Therefore, Bhagavan said, Sarvakshetreshu mam ekam purusham viddi. In all the kshetra, Purusha is one. May you know that. That is to be understood. So this Purushaha, who is a kshetragyaha, is a consciousness, is always what? Kutastaha. But with the maya becoming one with it, adhyasa aikyam, adhyasika tadatmyan, as though it is one with it. And the tadatmya brings the status to the purusha as the karanam for this world. Therefore, without the conscious purusha, maya cannot create anything by jadatmikatvat. Being inert, inert thing cannot undergo change. And that change is intelligent change, meaningful change. That is cannot undergo. Therefore, that is provided by consciousness. Both being one adhyasike, sambandhena, then Purusha also gets the status confirmed by Mala, conferred by Mala, Maya, is what? Ishvaraha. And he becomes Vivarta Upadana Karanam. What is Vivarta? Viruddha Vartanam Vivarta. What is and what it appears to be is totally different. There is a mother of pearl, and you see silver in that. That is called what it is and what appears to be totally opposed to that. What is there is only a sand, but looks like the water which can appease my thirst, that type of water it appears to be there, is called what? Viruddha Vartanam Vivarta. The word Vivarta is defined as Sva Swarupa Aparityagena Pararupa Avabhasate. Svasya Swarupaha. What is his own nature? Aparityagena. Not giving it up. Pararupa Avabhasate. Pararupa means Viruddha Rupa Avabhasate. Rope, remaining rope, but can appear in the form of snake is called Vivartaha. I remaining Brahman, still appearing Jiva and suffering Sansari, is called Vivarta Viruddha Vartanam. So these two together become etad yoni, cause for this entire world. Now one is nitya parinami, other is vivarta aparinami, and both as though get together. There is no really connection between these two. As though get connected, and whole world is there. If both are the cause for this world, therefore whole world is pervaded by both. wherever jagat is, maya is. Wherever jagat is, what? Next is what? Purusha is. Now, in these two, one is satyam. Other is mithya. If maya is mithya, whatever born of maya is what? Mithya only. If the efficient cause is Brahman, which is satyam, and maya being not separate from it, it appears to be the world. Wherever world is, what will be there? If you touch any part of the snake, what will be there? Rope will be there. If you touch any part of the wave, what will be there? Water will be there. Wherever mithya is, what? Satya is. Wherever mithya is, who is there? Satyam is. Wherever satyam is, what? This is not a rhyme, okay? Wherever mithya is, satya is. Wherever satya is, don't go with the rhyme, okay? Wherever satya is, mithya is not there in three period of time in reality. Nachamastani bhutani paschame yoga maishvaram. Maya maya katham tatak chaya apina vidyate. What are you talking about maya? Maya chaya also is not there in me. Maya maya katham tatak chaya apina vidyate. Maya matram idam sarvam advaita paramartatah. This is what Bhagavan is presenting, the setup. Whole setup. Now look at the verse. Prakritim purusham cha eva. May you know vidhi. Who is telling to whom? Arjuna is telling to Bhagavan Krishna. May you know. Okay, I'm sorry. Sometimes you can. Krishna is telling to Arjuna, Vidhi, O Kunti ke bete, Vidhi, kya? Eva, what? Purusham, Prakrutim, what shall I know about them? Ubho, Ubho means what? Gujarat means Ubho and Baitha Unati. Kya hai? Ubho means both. It's a dual. Ubo, what? Anadi. It's a dual form. Anadi, anadi, like that. Anadaya. Anadi. Anadi means what? Beginningless. Na adi vidyate yasya sa anadi. Both are anadi. Therefore, srushti should be what? Creation should be what? Anadi. Srushti is Adi. Srushti is Anta. The causes are Anadi, understand? And we'll look into it, okay. Ubo Anadi. Abba. Indeed, Eva, indeed, beginningless. And second line, second time Vidhi, he says. Bhagavan want Arjuna not to believe but what to understand, okay? Samaj lo ye baat, manna mat bhaiya. Kaan khol ke sun lo, kaan to khul le kya, kaan khul ke sun hai. To, aise bolne ki kari baat hai. Sun lo, barabar. Haath jod ke manna mat meri baat. Don't have call, I believe, whatever. No, I don't want you to believe, understand. What? Again, Vidhi. Vikaramscha ಗುಣಾಂಶ್ಚ ಏವ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಸಂಭವ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಗುಣ ವಿಕಾರ ಬೋತ್ ಆರ್ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಓಕೆ ಆರ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಆರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ವಿ ಸೇಡ್ ಅಭಿ ಬೋಲಾ ಇತ್ನಾ ಹಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಗಯಾ ತುಮ್ ಲೋಗ್ ರೆಂಡೆ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಪರಾ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಅದರ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅಪರಾ ಯು ಟಾಕ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪರಾ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಅಪರಾ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಅದರ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಪುರುಷ ಮಾಯಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಬೌತ್ ನಾವ್ All these are born of what? Prakruti Sambhavan. All are born of Prakruti. First thing you have to remember, there are six things which are beginningless. Shadasmakam anadayah. Six beginningless things is there. ಶುದ್ಧ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ ವೇದ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವೇದ ಜೀವ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಲೇಶನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಿ ಯು ದ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಡೇಸ್ beginningless maya veda is from what beginningless all anad unka sambandh the six by the way information okay so prakruti the word we have to look into it the prakruti word used by vaidyas and herbal thing And Ayurveda is totally meaning, aapki prakruti kaun si hai? Then what? Kapha prakruti, pitta prakruti or vayu prakruti or mixture of that. Kapha pradana vayu gauna all this thing. Kapha vata pitta. Okay, this all the kapha vata pitta. Three. That is not here. Yeh prakruti is one who very well creates. Creatrix is what? One has got all the potential to create everything. Understand? Prakarshena kruti yogyatvad means one has total potential to create everything without baki, leaving nothing. Clay can only create pot, not shirt. Correct? Not bucket. But clay can create only pots and pots think like pot. But Prakruti can create everything. So that is a speciality. It has total potential to create everything in this world. That is why Prakruti is only one called Mayakhya. Anyway. Now, Upanishad also give Ajam, Ekam like that. Talk about that Prakruti. There is a mantra in Veda, Indro Mayabi Puru Rupa Iyate Bhradana Upanishad. Indraha is Ishvara. Here. Mayabihi, with the help of Maya, it appears in many forms. Puru Rupa Iyate. Second mantra, Maya tu Prakrutim Vidyat. ಮಾಯಿನಂ ತು ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಂ ಶ್ವೇತಾಶ್ವತರ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಮೇ ಯು ನೋ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಟು ಬಿ ಮಾಯಾ ಮೇ ಯು ನೋ ಒನ್ ಹು ವಿಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವರ್ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಾಯ ನಮಃ ನೌ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ Here Shankaracharya says, దిస్ ప్రకృతి పురుషం చ ఏవ ఈశ్వరస్య తౌ ప్రకృతి పురుషో ఉభౌ. దిస్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఈశ్వర, దట్ ఇస్ ఈశ్వర. దట్ వాట్ బోత్ ఆర్ వాట్ అనాది న విద్యతే ఆది, దర్ ఇస్ నో బిగినింగ్. దెన్ వాట్ నిత్య ఈశ్వరత్వాత్ ఈశ్వరస్య తత్ ప్రకృత్యోపి యుక్తాం నిత్యత్వేన భవితుం. వెన్ ఈశ్వర ఇస్ నిత్య, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ప్రకృతి ఈశ్వర ఇస్ ఈశ్వర, షుడ్ బి వాట్ నిత్య ఓన్లీ. ప్రకృతి ద్వయత్వం హి ఏవ ఈశ్వరస్య ఈశ్వరత్వం. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ప్రకృతి ఓన్లీ ఈశ్వర ఇస్ ఈశ్వర. Suppose these two prakrutis were not that once upon a time, then Ishvara also will not be there. Why? When you call Ishvara, what should be there? Because of what? Against the status of Ishvara, if they are not there, it does not remain Ishvara. When sun is there, I got what? What status? Amiji, where is your son? Don't ask this question, okay? I'm giving example for you. When your son is around, generally your BP is little more. Very clear, your son is around. Therefore, when son is around, it confers to me what status? Father. If there is no son born to me, then I am what? I am father? No. I am not a father. Now, one more question I ask you. The father is born first or son is born first? Maunam sarva artha sadhakam sabha madhya. When you keep silence in the assembly, your past is a very brilliant person. Don't open your mouth. In lunchtime also, okay? Now tell me, who is first there? Father first or son first? Oh, both are born together? Are you okay? Both are not born together. There is a born at different time, am I right or not? Yeah. But status, father and son, is together gained, correct? With reference to son only I am father. With reference to father, he is a son. Otherwise, nahi hai. With reference to wife only I am what? In bracket, handpack. You can write that part. Husband. Okay? I don't mind that. So, she is a better half. You want to finish the sentence? Or you understand? Very brilliant people, need not fill up. If she is better half, you are what? All husbands are talking, worst half, okay. Good half, why don't you say? It's called purely status. When one is, other is. When other is, one is. When the prakruti dvayam is there, Ishvara is there. If both are not there, there is no Ishvara. Understand? That's very important. Both are anadi. Therefore, Ishvara is the word anadi. Very beautiful purpose. Yabhyam prakruti bhyam Ishvara jagat utpatti sthati pralaya hetu te dve anadi sat సంసారస్య కారణం. దేర్ఫోర్ బోత్ ద ప్రకృతిస్ హూస్ జాబ్ ఇస్ వాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్, ప్రకృతి హర్ సెల్ఫ్ కెన్ నాట్ బ్రింగ్ థింగ్ టు మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ అంటిల్ ద కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇస్ దేర్. షీ కెనాట్ సస్టైన్ అన్లెస్ కాన్షియస్ ఇస్ దేర్. షీ కెనాట్ రిజాల్వ్ అన్లెస్ కాన్షియస్ దేర్. సో బోత్ గోస్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ నిమిత్త కారణం ఉపాదాన కారణం బోత్ ఆర్ వన్, become abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. And to add to that consciousness, vivarta abhinna nimitta. Thank God at 12:30 lunch is there. Okay. If you go on like that, Swamiji, in next class, you don't require microphone because you alone will be talking. Okay. So, abhinna nimitta upadana karanam, prakriti is not separate from purusha. They're called abhinna, but that purusha is what? Vivarta. Karanam for jagat. So vivarta abhinna nimitta upadana karanam, if you want to make it, but don't go so further, understand there, this two make this world. Abba. Now some people want to say that there is a prakriti abhava and purusha is there. Then he will not be Ishvara. If prakriti abhava is there, then he cannot have a status of Ishvara. Anishvara prasanga. And if prakritis are not there, samsara is not there, anirmoksha prasanga. You have to release from something and the samsara itself is not there, then where is the release? Correct? Any releases. No freedom is possible. Therefore, to have the Ishvara and to have moksha and to do the samsara siddhi, both the prakriti should be what? Anadi. That's very important thing he places here. Prakriti purushayoho utpattehe ishitabha bhavat Ishvarasya abhavat, Ishvarasya anishvara prasangat. If both are not there, Ishvara will not be Ishvara. And suppose these two prakritis are not there, then where is the cause for samsara? Samsarasya nirnimittatve, nir anirmoksha prasangat. If there is no need to get freedom, then you don't require what? Shastra. Shastra anarthakya prasanga. Next class onward, you need not come. Why? There is no bondage. There is nothing suffering. You are not subject to anything. You are already free. Then no bondage is there, no knowledge is required. When I say I am born, then I require freedom. When you say I am sick, then who walks in? You go to doctor and doctor says, how are you? Very healthy. Think of my health. Why did you come here? Just simply. The doctor will say, okay, next patient, okay. Doctor looking for what? Person who's got problem. You go to therapist and ask, yes, what is the problem? I'm perfectly okay. Do you have any problem? I have therapy on the top of it. Then you go. Why do you come here? Waste my time. If there is no samsara, you don't require remedy to get rid of it. If there is no disease, you don't require what? In India, one very rich man was there. Ghanshyam Das Birla, I will tell you his name. Whenever he became sick, he will call the doctor. Get the prescription. Get the blood test also. And get the medicine also. Well, he will never take medicine. Then ask people, why do you call doctor? He said, his income can remain. Why do you get medicine? He said, let pharmaceutical company run. Why do you get tested? All laboratory also run. Why don't you take medicine? He said, I want to leave alone. Jinda rahe nicely. Marna nahi hai. The packet itself is poisonous medicine specially chosen for you. This is all they write. And you want to verify, give to your husband your medicine. He will faint because you are called high diabetic and all this. Therefore, your medicine is what? Okay, anyway. I don't want to put you on other trip. Nityatve punaha. One doctor tells me, whoever takes my medicine never comes back. If he remains alive only, he will come back to you. In India, one doctor started dispensary. and no patient will come to his clinic. He was wondering why. Then he discovered there was a staircase next to his dispensary, and there was a writing was put there, a card. The way to go up is written there. Upar jane ka rasta. Yahin se ja upar jane ka. Anyway, come further. Nityatve punaha Ishvarasya prakrityoho sarvam etat upapannam bhave. If you accept, understand both these prakriti are anadi, nitya, one is kutastha, other is parinamini, then all the setup you can understand. If you make problem here, then whole our model will have lot of problem. Now what? Katham, how? Vikaran cha gunan cha. Vikara is modification, gunas are sattva rajas tamas. Vakshyamanam, which we are going to say, who are the vikara and modification? Buddhyadi, dehendriyan, tan gunan. Beginning from your buddhi. Some people can omit that also. Okay. So from buddhi onward, mahatattva, ahantattva, panchatan matra, all these things up to your physical body and senses, object of organ of perception, and gunan. Gunan is what? Qualities are what? Sukha, dukkha, moha, pratyaya, akara, parinitan. One good thing is, all these modifications are constantly changing, the gunan. What is that? Happiness, pleased. Then what? Pain. Then what? Delusion. Then what? Fear. Then what? Depression. Then what? Anxiety. Which is constant? They come and slowly move away. They appear, remain there for some time, and then move away. You want to be sad, how long you can remain sad? Up to the time Swamiji tells a joke, you can remain sad. Then and if you understand joke in spite of sadness, then you will become what? You will laugh. Then you say, I'm not supposed to die, I'm supposed to remain to be sad. Okay, I can sad. This all happens. So all are what? Anitya. This vikaras are what? Gunas also parinami. Viddi janihi. Why? Prakruti sambhavan. Pauna prakruti. Sambhavahi satta prapaka hetuhu. Same. I told you again, remember. Prakruti is parinami upadana karanam for this world. And purushai vivarta upadana karanam. They are 16 in number. Pancha Mahabhuta, Panchamahabhuta, you take it, and 11 senses, mind, five organ of action, and perception, 16. He says here, Prakruti Ishvarasya Vikara Karana Shaktihi Trigunatmika Maya Sa Sambhavo Yesham Vikaranam Gunanam Cha Tan Vikaran Gunan Viddi Prakruti Sambhavan. They are all born of Prakruti. Why? This Karana Shakti, Vishwarasya Vikara Karana Shakti is what? Vikara Karana Shakti is what? Apara Prakruti, which is Trigunatmika. And from them they are born. One thing is understand, in the effect, whatever is there in the cause flows in that. Now, further he says, next verse will finish. Ke punate vikara gunaha te prakruti sambhavaha. What are, please explain to us in detail, what are these qualities, what are these modifications? Kadya karana kartutve hetu prakruti ruchyate purusha sukha dukkhanam भोक्तृत्वे हेतुरुच्यते। सो कार्य करण कर्तृत्वे, कार्य इज इफेक्ट, करण इज इंस्ट्रूमेंट, कर्तृत्वे डुअरशिप। प्रकृति ही हेतु उच्यते, प्रकृति सेड टू बी कॉज फॉर दिस थिंग, फॉर व्हाट? क्रिएशन ऑफ फिजिकल बॉडी कार्यम एंड द इंस्ट्रूमेंट, करण इज व्हाट? इंस्ट्रूमेंट, आईज, आईज, नोज एक्सेट्रा। पुरुष दिस इंस्ट्रूमेंट, देन फर्दर इज सेड नेक्स्ट लाइन विकार आंस, ओके फर्दर टू गो, पुरुष यू शुड सी द अन्वय लाइक दैट, सुख दुखानाम भोक्तृत्वे पुरुष हेतु उच्यते। इट इज सेड व्हाट द कॉज, द पुरुष इज सेड टू बी द कॉज विद रेफरेंस टू द स्टेट ऑफ बीइंग, द एक्सपीरियंसर ऑफ प्लेजर एंड पेन। सुख दुखा नाम प्लेजर एंड पेन इन डिफरेंट मेजर, ओके, टुडे इज टू मच पेनफुल, नाउ इज बेटर, नाउ इज बेटर, लाइक दैट, सो मच हैप्पीनेस, नो द प्रीवियस क्लास वॉज मोर हैप्पियर देन दिस क्लास, ओके, लास्ट टाइम फूड वॉज बेटर देन दिस, ओके, बोट आर गुड बट दिस इज मोर टेस्टियर। सुख ऑल्सो इज वॉट? तारतम्य, सुपरलेटिव। देन हियर ही सेज द पुरुषा इज द कॉज विद रेफरेंस टू द स्टेट ऑफ बीइंग द एक्सपीरियंसर ऑफ प्लेजर एंड पेन। प्रकृति इज द कॉज फॉर फिजिकल बॉडी एंड इंस्ट्रूमेंट एंड पुरुषा इज द वन हु एक्सपीरियंसेस ऑल द टाइम व्हाट? सुख दुख मोह इत्यादि। इज गुड टू एक्सप्लेन दैट के ते पुनः ते विकारा गुणा प्रकृति संभवा कार्य करण कर्तृत्व। संस्कृत यू टू नो वन थिंग, कार्यम दे यूज द वर्ड कार्यम फॉर व्हाट? फिजिकल बॉडी, दैट इज द लास्ट कार्य ऑफ द प्रकृति देह। कार्यम शब्दार्थ, देन शरीरम करणानि, करणानी इज वॉट? तस्थानी, ऑल द सेंसेस आर एम्बेडेड इन द बॉडी विद द गोलकास। यू शुड नो वन मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड करण, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड करण? व्हाट इज इंस्ट्रूमेंट? करण। देर से क्यों आया? लेट हो गया। लेट क्यों हुआ? बोलो ना, देर से आया। दिस आवर असाधारण कारणम करणम इति उच्यते व्यापारे। व्हेन देयर इज एनी एक्टिविटी दैट विच इज असाधारणम, विदाउट दैट दैट एक्टिविटी कैन नॉट टेक प्लेस, दैट इज कॉल्ड करणम। असाधारण कारणम करणम इति उच्यते व्हेन व्यापार इज टेकिंग प्लेस। नाउ आई हैव टू सी द कलर ऑफ दिस रोज, that is what vyapara of seeing, for that seeing the color of the road, asadharana karanam is what? Without whom I cannot see the color is what? Eyes, that is called karanam. Vyapare asadharana karanam karanam iti uchyate, without eyes nobody can see. Are you listening my class? Now only started, okay, so that so when you are hearing ikal vyapara, for that what is asadharana karanam? In whose absence you cannot hear. Savidhi, my hearing aid, okay, no, not hearing aid doesn't listen, who listens? You listen, okay. That's called karanam. Karyam is physical body, born of food, sustained by food, and whom you can weigh on the weighing machine, that. Okay. Then, karanani. They are what? Trayodasha. What is Trayodasha? 13. Mana, Buddhi, Hankar, and the 10 senses. Okay. I don't know, every time they change the number. Then, Dehasya Arambakani Bhutani. The body is born of certain bhutas, 5 great elements, and 5 elementals also for senses. Vishayascha, Akash, Vayu, Agni, Jala, Apa, Prithvi, 5. Space, air, fire, water, earth. They are the have gone into the very makeup of this body. Fine? And Vishaya, the same 5 become object to be known. I hear, I see a form, I touch, I taste, I get a fragrance. This pancha vishaya also. Prakruti sambhavaha. They are born of prakruti, vikaraha, purvokta iha kadya grahanena grahyate. Gunascha prakruti sambhavaha. Gunas are also there. What is that? Now happiness is born. Then what? Generally happiness is followed by what? You tell me. See, there are 4 things they said. It's interesting how they say. Sukham, sukha abhavaha. Dukham, dukha abhavaha. There are 4. I was very happy. Now happiness is gone. That's the absence of sukham. And there is dukham also, pain. And there is what? Absence of pain. Yesterday doctor pushed and want to know what is the problem. How do you feel? You say all the alapa you start. Okay? That is called what? Doctor is very happy. Push it, sir. Then, now today again he pushes. How do you feel? No pain. They call what? Pain? No pain. Happiness? And generally? No happiness. Now, absence of happiness and absence of pain, are they same or different? Swami, don't ask questions. Please finish. Let's call you finish. Lunch time is over. Don't ask. Pujari is also waiting. Okay, don't ask questions. So, they are what? They are considered 4 bhavas. People consider like that. Prakruti, sambhava, sukha, dukkha, mohatmaka. Mohatmaka is what? Now I cannot live without you, moha. Yes, yesterday only got engaged. Now I cannot live without you. What happened to you? Yesterday only, on sadhi.com. So, on the net, you net each other, okay? Net. Abhi kya ho gaya? Swami ji, aisa lagta hai, we must be the couple from many janmas. So many janma you are harassing each other. That's all. It comes to that part. One fellow told me we got married because Durgunas. All the bad qualities are just same. So we got married. That is our praises part. Not the guna match, durguna match. Prakruti sambhavadi called moha. I cannot be without that. I cannot live without you for a split second. That's all. So attached. You stop thinking. You cannot think. In moha, the thinking comes to what? All your viveka become what? Suspended. You are such a brilliant person. You have been. Don't tell me any question. I cannot live without that, okay? I know one girl I was explaining to her, don't get married to this guy. This guy, she studied up to MA or something. And the boy she chose was, person was making bhajiyas on the road. Was selling some food on the road, this boy from there.
Then I said, what will you do with? I will also sell bhajiya. She's telling me like that.
Moha. That time you say anything, they won't listen. Premni vasanti gunaha natu vastuni. Okay? Premni vasanti gunaha. Whatever you love, then only you see gunas only. All qualities you will see. You will never see any defect. Because you are in what? Fall on in love. All the bones are fractured. Fall on in love. It's called moha. You see the whole first chapter of Gita is what yoga? Arjuna moha yoga. They call moha. Whole Arjuna moha is there. He really blabbers. If somebody blabbers, should he answer or not? Then you give reality to the blabbering, okay? Krishna just smiles. You should look the whole first chapter. Krishna does what? He just smiles. Why? He understands he is doing blabbering. And start teaching straight away. He doesn't talk about all that thing. Why? He understands, isko kya jawab dena? Beukufi ki baat karta hai. Bakwat karta hai. Bakwat malum hai na? Generally what we do. That's called he does it. He doesn't answer that.
Karana mohat makaha karanashrayatvat karanagrahanena grihyante.
Okay. Then he said, teshtam karya karananam kartutvam utpadakatvam hetuhu. Now he's going to just wind up very quickly. Whole world we see as cause and effect. All this cause and effect, as the final cause is what? Who is not having cause? That is called prakriti, para prakriti. All other has got cause and effect. That is called hetu karanam prakriti uchyate. Now, then he said, prakriti is set up for one who enjoys. And the one who enjoys is called what? Purusha. All this prakriti, physical body is there. Senses are there. Objects are there. Then what you require is what? The enjoyer. To enjoy through this body, mind, sense complex. That is called bhogayatanam. He just goes out to the counter of this body, senses, and goes out and enjoys. Enjoys the farm, enjoys the cricket with all the prayers. When Indians are praying, you have to be prayerful because you don't know how things will go. Tendulkar comes and goes immediately out. We don't know. We believed this fellow. Then Gambira become Gambira. So we don't know. See, Indian cricketers are typical Indian way of playing. You know, we cannot be sure of anybody. How they are going to do up to last ball, your heart is there. In your mouth. That's what they keep you guessing. And then make it. Then you feel what? Ah, bah, we made it. You should see one thing in India. You can't sit with anybody and listen and see this TV. Because every 10 fellows will be commentator. All fellows will be commentator. Let them play. There is 1-3 commentators already there. They are talking. And they talk one at a time. And these 10 fellows are what? And everybody wants to talk at high pitch because they have to bypass that, bypass this, he should have done that, this should have done that. You did nothing, what are you talking here? If everything is there, see, the TV is going on, and match is going on, everything is going on, nobody to watch. Do you want that to go on? No. There should be someone to sit behind and what? Enjoy. Prakriti gives up setup. And Purusha does what? Enjoy bhokta. Bhokta enjoy means don't think always happiness. Enjoy is also what? Suffering also is under. More suffering than the enjoyment. Look at any of your enjoyment. You have to work so hard to get that flicker of joy. Correct? To just sit on the sea beach. And that's all the evening. A nice air flowing. And clean air and cup of tea on the beach, on the island, to enjoy this much, how much you have to pay? And by the time you enjoy, and you say, wow, we made it. Mosquito started coming. You pack up, back to your room. So because it's a tropical climate. So for all this flicker we work here, the Prakruti helped you to have all set up. At the end of you have to do what? Oh, India won. Just to say India won, and all fry kakar, you have to work so many days. Correct? That is called enjoy. Now one thing, listen, what is enjoyment in life? Bhoktrutva nama upalabdhrutvam. Shankaracharya makes. Any enjoyment is only in terms of knowledge. I put ice cream on my tongue. The taste I know because it is according to my samskara which I like. I got certain impression, certain disposition. If it falls in that, I enjoy. Correct? This taste I enjoy because previously I enjoyed the taste. I like that, therefore I enjoy. That is purely knowledge. You see the cricket, you understand cricket? Knowledge. What is enjoyment is also what? Knowledge only. Bhoktrutva nama upalabdhrutvam. Therefore he says, bhoktrutve upalabdhrutve hetu purushah. Sukha dukkha nam bhogyanam iti. Okay? Now he says, very important thing you have to say. If these two are really there, then samsara you can't get out of it. To prove that samsara is as though, this suffering is as though. And one thing Shankaracharya says here further, if in deep sleep there is no samsara, no bhuktrutvam of samsara, in deep sleep you are not deluded. In deep sleep you are not happy, like enjoying something. That shows whenever this Purusha Prakruti connection is snapped. Me, the conscious person, and this body mind sense complex, the connection is snapped or suspended. There is no samsara. So everybody is muktaha. Where? In sleep, you are the free person, most happy person. When you come out again, what? Because of ignorance. This conscious enjoyer identify with the Prakriti and takes its dharma, vikara, gunas to be itself and then suffers. Therefore Shankaracharya said, avidya rupaha sanyogasya tada sansarasya. Because of ignorance, this connection is there. Not really there. If ignorance is snapped off, there is no connection. That is called moksha. And avidya is not really there. Swamiji, avidya is so strong to put a connection. Hey, as though, okay? Mithya, avidya also is mithya. As though it's connected. Atah, yat prakriti purusha yoho karya karana kartutvena sukha dukkha bhoktrutvena cha samsara karanamuktam tad yuktam. Avidya is there, this samsara is there. Then somebody asks, sir, what is samsara? In Indian language, samsara is what? Swami, I'm married. My samsara has started, okay? Ka puna ayam samsara nama? He said, sukha dukkha sambhogaha samsara. Listen, Pujya Swamiji makes it very clearly. There is a happy thought or painful thought or delusion is there, but the mind doesn't suffer. Mind doesn't enjoy. Who enjoys? Me. So lokai, locus for the sukha dukkha is me. That's the problem. They're called samsara. Aham dukkhi is a problem. I am suffering is a problem. The I, as though it travels to the Atma, this is because of ignorance. The I is taken to be one who undergoes change, who really doesn't undergo change. That is called samsara. That nivritti has to happen. Sukha dukkha sambhogaha purusasya sansaritvam iti uchyate. Swamiji, how does this Purusha, who is a conscious being, unconnected to anything, is Asanga, become Sansari? It is because of Avidya. Jiva become Samsari. And Sansara is not ending with this birth. Sadasat Yoni Janmas. Once I take myself to be unhappy, I want to become happy. To become happy, I have to do something. And while doing, I have to perform action. And that performing action can produce Punya Papa. And Punya Papa can give rise to what? Another body. Therefore, this cycle goes on and on. And what type of body? Sadayoni, Asadyoni, Sadasadyoni. Only body purely born of Punya. Body born of Papa only. And Upanishad also says, Jayaspa, Briyaspa, Jayaspa, Briyaspa. So much papam is there, he can't go up. Born, gone, born, gone, here only. Pashavahadaya. And when papa punya is just equal, human form. Very much punya goes up to punya loka. All because of what? Ignorance. Ignorance born doership. Doership born action. Action born papa punya. Papa punya born janma. Janma again kartutva. That's what first he present what is samsara. Purusha prakrutistah. He purusha prakrutistho hi. Bhunkte prakruti jan gunan. Karanam guna sangasya. Sadasat yoni janmasu. Upadrashtanumantacha. Varta bhokta maheshwarah. Paramatmeti chapyuktah. Dehespin purushapparah. Trying to reach up to 22nd, but I could not. We'll see next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Sri Gurukyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Please come.